Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that's empowering your health. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new you, America. All you have to do is have the desire to want to get well, stay well, and live well. They're saying good cholesterol now can cut the risk in diabetes patients. WebMD reported, they said, raising levels of the HDL cholesterol, those are the good guys, might play a big role in reducing heart disease, stroke, and issues with type 2 diabetes, a new study shows. So good news, get those HDLs where you need them. And I'll tell you a couple ways to do that. But they said in this study that when it comes to stroke and heart disease, HDLs, or the good cholesterol, being too low can be an issue. So when the HDL levels rose, then they found that these other two risk factors went down. So half of all the people with type 2 diabetes have low HDL, and that's very common. Defined by below 50 milligrams for women and below 40 for men, according to the researchers, the National Cholesterol Education Program group said the project for the National Lung and Heart and Blood Institute also followed these guidelines and said that it was a good study. Well, bottom line, without getting into all the details of the study, so as the HDL, the good cholesterol, went up, the risk factors went down. As it went lower, risk factors went up. So there you have it. How do you keep the HDL, high-density lipoprotein, the HDL, good cholesterol up? There's a lot of ways. When you have blood sugar instabilities, there are some physiological factors in the body that keep the cholesterol low. And usually it comes down to diet more than anything. So what you're eating is making a big difference with your body, whether you believe it or not. It is true. And so with us teaching this all the time, what do you need to do? Well, it's all about making changes. Here's some tips to keep the HDLs high. Exercise is number one. It doesn't have to be rigorous exercise, but it needs to be modest or moderate exercise. 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Walking, jogging, riding your bike, exercising, go to the gym, playing tennis, whatever you enjoy, we know for a fact will raise HDLs. It is just a natural byproduct of how this whole thing works. And so however you do that, in whatever format you do that, it is important to really follow suit on that and make sure that you're doing things in a top way, because exercise is vital. Just stick to it, even if there's days where you're more into it than others, and there will be. I've been working out for a long time. Like I say, there's days where I love it, and there's days where I'm not excited about doing it, but I do it anyway, and I'm glad I did. And that's very true. So HDLs, get your exercise in. Number two, eat your omega-3 fatty acids, starting with fish oil, and also get your good healthy fats from the almonds and the walnuts, avocados, and all that. Your healthy fats are going to drive good cholesterol up and the bad cholesterol down. Very, very important. That is critical to get your healthy fats. Now, the other one is avoid processed and refined foods. Now, what are those? Things like, of course, all your TV dinners, frozen dinners, but your pasta. All your white foods like white flour, bread, crackers, cereal for the most part. Those are processed. They're not whole, real foods. Live foods is what I like to call them. And those really do make the difference. So if you're dealing with HDLs, make sure you avoid all the processed foods. It makes a big difference. Stay hydrated. It's important. And we talk about being hydrated for so many different things. But for cholesterol, it makes a big difference. When you clear the liver out, remember that cholesterol is made in the liver. It is the building, kind of the factory for cholesterol. It's made there. So if the liver is not cleaned out, meaning the body's not cleaned out, then you're going to have a tough time. and it won't produce cholesterol like it needs to. So it's just important to keep that kind of in the forefront of your mind, because it is. The body makes it, and you get it from your food. That's true. Proteins and fats and all that, you get your cholesterol there. Going to James. Hi, James.
Dr. Grayson.
Yes, sir.
I got a question for you. About 5 years ago, I passed about 7 blood clots into my left lung. And I was in intensive care for about 10 days. And I still had 2 more blood clots moving in my leg at the time. Of course, they were trying to dissolve all of them. But my doctor called in a lung specialist, and he told me pretty plain that I would be on blood thinner for the rest of my life. I should never come off of it. And but apparently he didn't tell my doctor that, because when I went back for my 6-week checkup after I got out of the hospital, my doctor said I could, since I've been on it for 6 weeks, I could go ahead and come off of it. I said, well, I said, the lung specialist you called in told me not to ever come off of it. And so he said, well, yeah, he said, if I, you know, you do whatever you want to do. Of course, that's been 5 years ago, and as you know, for 5 years now, I've been going to the doctor every month, getting blood drawn for the INR test. And I'm kind of getting tired of that and tired of doing that. And I wonder what your opinion is on that.
On the INRs or the overall concept of staying on the blood thinners forever, or both?
Staying on both.
Well, the INR test I think is important. It just, when you're dealing with, I mean, you have to take that when you're on the blood thinners. It's just that's our way of measuring if the dosage is working properly and, you know, what it's doing to the blood. So that's vital. Got to have that. But blood thinners the rest of your life, I mean, I'll tell you what. You know, I'm obviously, a lot of people think, well, he's the natural guy. And I am. But I'm also the common sense guy. And I'm as much for medicine as I am for all the natural stuff. I'm all about lifestyle choices. I'm all about prevention. All about being smart. But with that being said, that's why I'm educated in multiple fields within medicine and healthcare, and that's why I pursued all those degrees. And so I could understand where everybody's coming from and give you good information. When you've had multiple blood clots like that, I do think it's wise to kind of go with the concept in medicine of the blood thinners. Now, do I like that? No. Most doctors are going to tell you that because it's standard of care and it covers them, okay? What they don't want to see is something happen. And so as a doctor, if I was your treating doctor, okay, if that was me, and, you know, it would be a very tough call within me, because I would want the best for you. I would know that if you have a propensity for blood clotting, that, you know, our standard is going to tell us that, yeah, I mean, blood thinners here on out is going to be your safest bet. But then, you know, there's a question of what are the drugs doing to the body on the side effects. So it's catch 22. Now, if you get with a natural doctor that really does things a lot more naturally, they can play around with vitamin E, high levels amount of vitamin E, and some doctors will do that and do INR testing. So you might want to ask if your doctor won't, if someone will. You got to really stay away from dark leafy greens, because that can offset and create clotting. There are some natural methods, but you have to have someone that will closely monitor you. And a lot of times when you do that INR testing, you have to do it a little bit more frequently. So there's ways to do it. It's about finding the right doctor.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community, that's you, empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fair's Welcome Home at earthfair.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's E-A-T, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Thank you.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. You can also send me an email, getwellradio.com. Be glad to make it part of the show. And our wellness provider network, they're healthcare providers in your area. All this nutrition and lifestyle-based care, they can coach you along the way. We're building a great team around the country to do that. You can go online, getwellproviders.com. Pretty cool. All right, more proof that healthy habits can fight disease. All about lifestyle. Well, almost all about lifestyle. Two-thirds lifestyle, one-third genetics, but it's 100% you. Five new studies offer more evidence that healthy habits and preventative care can protect against disease. The studies look at how eating fish reduces the risk of colon and rectal cancer and how regular teeth cleaning improves cardiovascular health, how primary care doctors can help patients lose weight and low-dose aspirin can reduce cancer risk, how hypnosis and acupuncture can help people quit smoking. Well, a lot of great things going on. But it's interesting, that is for sure. In one study, Chinese researchers reviewed 41 studies published between 1990 and 2011 and concluded that regularly eating fish reduced the risk of colon cancer by 4% and rectal cancer by 21%. Colon cancer is the third leading cause of cancer in the Western world. Previous research has found that people who live in countries with high levels of fish consumption are less likely to develop colon or rectal cancer. In another study, Canadian researchers found that smokers were 4.6 times more likely to quit smoking if they underwent hypnosis therapy and 3 times more likely to kick the habit if they had acupuncture. And acupuncture treatment for smoking really gives great results. So if you've never had that done or never looked into that, might be something that you want to look into for sure. But what's interesting is in another study, American researchers found that moderately obese patients who followed a weight loss program supervised by a primary care doctor lost as much weight as those who went to a weight loss center and lost more body fat. So regardless of whether they used primary care or a weight loss clinic, patients lost an average of 11% of their body weight after 11 weeks of treatment. Interesting. All the patients received behavioral modification sessions as well and a diet plan, partially or fully supplemented by meal replacements. So, interesting. It's good info. Because with a lot of the treatments that are out there right now, going a more natural route was pretty cool. All this was published, by the way, in the American Journal of Medicine. Let's go now to Kevin. Kevin, welcome to the show. How can I help?
Hey, just a quick question. I'm usually driving in the car and don't have a pen, and I've heard you several times mention 4 basics that you need. I believe enzymes, probiotics, and I can't recall the other two.
Yeah, it's a good whole food multivitamin. Give you a little bit of everything that you need. Okay, cod liver oil or a good omega-3 fish oil, not in the gel caps, but the oil itself. And that gives you, if you go with cod liver oil, it's my favorite because you get vitamin A, vitamin D, and then also plenty of your omega-3 fats. You got digestive enzymes to break your food down, and then you got probiotics to put the good bacteria back in your digestive tract. So that's called the foundational four. And these are the foundation if you're going to use supplements along with the anti-inflammatory diet. And those are two great components that, as far as putting those two together, that will really get you started on a good game plan with your overall health. So something to look into for sure. Hope that helps and hope you're able to write those down. Cheryl Crow has a benign brain tumor, CNN reported. She said after being diagnosed with a benign brain tumor, the singer-songwriter Cheryl Crow called it a bump in the road. Please don't worry about my brain tumor, she said. It's a non-cancerous growth. Good job. That's true. I know some folks can have problems with this kind of thing, but I want to assure everyone I'm okay. Crow wrote on her Facebook page, and CNN reported it. She was diagnosed with meningioma a few months ago, and she doesn't require surgery for this common type of brain tumor, but will have periodic brain scans to monitor its growth. It's a tumor and typically grows between the outer layer of the brain and the brain itself. So it's not actually inside the brain, explained the chief medical correspondent, Sanjay Gupta. Come on, brother Sanjay. He said that depending on the size, Mr. Neurosurgeon, which is powerful guy, he's a great guy. Some people have this type of tumor removed immediately, while others may never need surgery or treatment at all. And that's true. Typically with this type of non-cancerous growth, a lot of people choose not to, and a lot of doctors definitely choose not to. You just got to watch it. It's kind of one of the watch and see kind of deals. But again, 99% of the time, I'm sure that's not the exact percentage, but a high percentage, it's usually nothing to worry about. 888-283-7272 lines are open with questions about your health. Quote for the day comes from Aristotle. Happiness depends on ourselves. That is true. You determine how you react to life. Can't really control what life is going to throw at you, but you definitely can control how you act and react. That's one of the most powerful pieces along the way. Let's go to Lillian. Hi, Lillian.
Hi.
How can I help, darling?
I have a general question. Should you eat according to your blood type?
Well, are you talking about the blood type diet and following those principles?
Yes. Well, you heard the blood type can't eat apples like A positive.
You know, here's the thing. That's old research, and it can give people good guidelines for eating. And it's got some good principles to it, but I am a big believer in balance. I'm a big believer in your proteins, your fats, and your carbohydrates being in balance. And with a blood type diet, I think it's good how it categorizes everything. I don't think it's bad. The thing is, the foods that it talks about are good. I just don't want certain people being limited by certain proteins that they shouldn't eat or not. Never eat red meat if you're a B type B, or if you're an O, you need to always eat red meat. Do we have is there some science behind it? Yeah, there is. It's been around for a long time. I think it's more about balance. Maybe someone that, if it's an O blood type, eats red meat, but not every single day. I mean, there's just some balance that needs to come to it. So it's a good guideline. It's fine. I'm not going to knock it. It's not unhealthy, that's for sure. It's better than having no game plan at all. So I would look into it. If that's your thing and you like it and you like the concept behind it, then go with it. At least you're on a game plan and it's promoting healthy eating and healthy foods. Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
My name is Gary Johnson. I approve this message. Of the many people running for president in 2012, only three will be on the ballot in all 50 states come November. For those of you worried I'll take votes away from the Democrat, and to those of you afraid I'll take votes away from the Republican, I say good. They deserve to lose your vote. Take as many votes as possible away from the people in both parties, keeping us in a state of perpetual war, increasing unsustainable debt, record joblessness, and a bipartisan economic death wish, ruining America for 330 million of us. Be libertarian with me for one election. If after 4 years you decide honest, effective government doesn't work for you, you can always vote failure back into office again. Live free.
Paid for by Gary Johnson 2012.com. The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out online, getwellradio.com. The show where your health is your greatest wealth, and you have to take responsibility for your health and your life, and we are here to help you make great choices. Roy, you're with us on the show. How can I help, my friend?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I drive a truck, and I have to use my right arm a lot to crank my landing gear down a lot.
Okay.
And I guess I've been sleeping on it wrong. I tried to call you about a month ago, but I lost you because I was on my way to Chattanooga, and I lost you in the woods. But is what can I do? I'm thinking that it's my rotator cuff and the muscle down in the bone, the cartilage, might be worn down because it's been aching so bad. And I got to be careful how I sleep sometimes because it, and my arm just aches a lot in the morning time, and I got to sleep on my back and keep my arm above my heart. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't lay on top of it like I used to. I got to sleep on my stomach and be flat, but when I sleep on it, there's a certain side I can't sleep on, and it just hurts like crazy.
Mm.
So what do you think I could do? I've got some arnica gel, and I put that on every day, three times a day, and I'm wondering, what can I use to rebuild the cartilage in between the bone and the muscle?
Cause well, have you had anyone look at it?
No, not yet.
Yeah, I would go to a physical therapist and have them take a peek at it. Now, typically, you got to go to your family doctor first, and they refer you over. But I would definitely go have someone look at it because you might get some. There's a cold, low-level laser therapy that can get done on there that can really help repair. You might need to do some rotator cuff strengthening exercises. They can show you how to do that. But, you know, it sounds like you definitely need to have someone look at it. Don't just kind of wing it and take supplements and whatnot and hope it works out. I'd have someone take a peek. Now, from a standpoint of supplementation, white willow bark is really good. It's got great components to it. Cat's claw also can be helpful when you're dealing with some of the joint aches and pains. MSM is good, and also grape skin extract is also great. And all that can go hand in hand, so you might want to look into that and check some of the properties out, because it really, I mean, your local health food store, they should carry some of that, and it can help. High levels of vitamin C, really, really good at helping with kind of inflammation, joint aches and pains, supporting cartilage in the body. All those are great. Your diet's key, too. Omega-3 fats, don't forget, that's a big one. And higher levels of vitamin D at the upper end of the normal range. All of those can produce great results when you're dealing with the shoulder. But I think the biggest key that I've seen throughout the years with shoulder issues is to make sure that you've got some good exercises that you're doing to strengthen the muscle, because the shoulder can be very vulnerable. And it's important to really support the muscles that are around that joint. And that's why physical therapy can be so helpful and so good. Hope that helps. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. You can go online, getwellradio.com. Shoot me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. We're going to Jetson now. Hi, Jetson.
How you doing?
I'm living well. What's up?
Well, seems like we're all talking about the same type of body part. About 6 weeks ago, I think I slept on my neck wrong, and I've had a crick like in my neck for the 6 weeks. And this
crick or a river?
I turn my head to the right and look up slightly. It's very painful, and I've gone to see a couple of chiropractors, and they've, you know, done the adjustments and put the electrodes on that specific area. And, you know, when they crack my neck, I'm thinking anything that sounds that bad's got to feel good. But I haven't seen any kind of significant improvement. And I'm just, you know, I normally sleep on my stomach. I don't sleep with a pillow under my head. And I'm just, you know, I'm kind of at a, I went to my family doctor, and he said, here, take some Valium and before you go to bed, and, you know, put some other type of ointment, some kind of, what do you call that, steroid, like you rub it on that specific area, and I guess it's supposed to be absorbed into the skin. But, I mean, I still haven't seen any.
I hadn't seen really any results at all?
No.
Okay. And who have you seen?
This is 6 weeks, probably going on the seventh week right now, and I'm fairly, you know, I think I'm a healthy 50-year-old man.
And so how's your overall diet plan working, too? Are you eating well?
Probably not. I mean, I'm not overweight or anything, and I'm pretty active, and I used to, you know, take, you know, my fair share of supplements and vitamins and stuff, but I really have, you know, kind of pushed all that to the side for some reason. I used to be fairly, you know, religious about taking, you know, my fish oils and my garlic and my vitamin D and, you know, stuff like that, but I really kind of quit doing all that stuff.
I mean, a couple things. I mean, when you're dealing with kind of that lower neck and whatnot, I mean, if the chiropractic physicians have been working on that, another thing is distraction is a really good method of working on the neck. That can be extremely helpful. And it takes several treatments for you to really get really good results. but it can be helpful. And also, that cold low-level laser that I talk a lot about, that laser therapy can be helpful too and makes a big, big difference kind of in your overall health routine. But when you're dealing with the neck, very important. I think the adjustments are something to look at continuing because a lot of times it won't be corrected just in a month or two. It may take a while. But having someone monitor that and working on the muscles around the neck too can be really, really important. So you might want to check into that. I will also tell you that for regeneration, if you've got a lot of DJD, was degenerative joint disease, kind of a deterioration of the disc in between the bones, one thing they've found to be effective is really working on get the cervical curve back where it needs to be. And there's some traction methods that can help for that. So if you're seeing chiropractic physicians, you might want to ask them about some of the traction methods that they use because they can be extremely helpful. And getting the curve back can make a big difference in you getting kind of that area really, really stable. All right, so keep me posted on how that goes. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can go online, getwellradio.com. Be glad to take your email. You can send it to me right off the website. Jeff, you're next with us. How can I help?
Well, I had an episode back on Memorial Day where I was driving down the highway, and I started feeling a bit uncomfortable, almost like a gas bubble in digestive system, and got thirsty, and then I started feeling hot and flushed, and by the grace of God, I passed out while I was driving, and my father took the wheel and started downshifting the car, and went to the hospital, and they said dehydration, but I had another incident today where I was feeling kind of the same, and I'm still kind of in that mode right now, and I've been drinking plenty of fluids and eating pretty decent and don't know what's going on.
Hmm. And so you've seen the doctors, and they don't really know either?
The doctor said it was a vagal reaction.
So it was just a vagal reaction, okay.
And stress from, graduation stuff, and I almost felt, constipated, I guess, after the event, and so just wasn't sure what's going on.
Well, a vagal response can happen. There can be a lot of stress, and that can be fairly typical. That is actually more common than you think. Have you had anyone from anyone else look at that besides kind of your family doctor?
No.
Yeah, I would have it because here's the deal. The vagus nerve runs obviously from the brain all the way down, and it is, it can be triggered easily if there are some of the cervical bones can be out of position that could cause that. And again, an osteopathic physician, they're well trained at looking at those sorts of things. Chiropractic physicians, some physical therapists get into it a little bit, but you might want to have it just kind of looked at and see what they say, because a vagal response, sometimes if they're calling it the vagal response and that's it, and then just kind of let it sit, I mean, can stress levels cause it? Yeah, it can trigger it. So with you going through some of this, might be a big issue. I will tell that some things that will support nerves all the way around, a couple things. Fish oil cuts down inflammation. That always supports them. Keeping the bones aligned where they need to be, that's another one. Some people agree with that ideology. Some people don't. I happen to think I'm a strong believer in it. I think the spine and the nervous system plays a big role in our overall health. But at the end of the day, sometimes a vagal response can be from a nutritional perspective too, from a deficiency. So getting kind of a more thorough evaluation, even getting blood work done from a nutritional perspective and having your nervous system, spinal cord and all that checked, all that's going to be helpful. So find someone to look into that and keep us posted over here. I hope that helps. 888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, lower high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out online, getwellradio.com. Let's go to Cindy. Hi, Cindy.
Good evening.
Evening to you. How can I help?
We have a 3-week-old grandson that is being
Congratulations.
Thank you. My daughter-in-law is extremely young. I've raised 5 kids. Seems that he's having some digestive tract problems. The doctor gave him some medication for acid reflux, but it's not that he's vomiting, just the process of him having stools and his tummy's always tight. What we've done because of we're Hispanic, so we give him chamomile, manzanilla, just a little bit, and it seems to alleviate some of the gas, but my husband wanted me to call you and see if you might recommend anything else.
Is he breastfeeding?
Yes.
That's good. And the mother, how's her diet?
Her diet is, I could say, a young mother's. She eats normal.
She might want to consider really getting on kind of a new game plan as far as her diet goes. And of course, that's just something you might want to encourage her with. Because remember, now the foods that she eats, of course, goes into making the milk production and all that, of course, can certain things like gluten and some other things, I mean, can pass into the milk, causing allergies, causing food allergies, causing digestive issues, potentially. So it might be something where she really wants to consider changing her diet up a little bit, knowing that everything that she does affects the baby for the most part. So that could be a big one. I mean, with a baby at that age, you shouldn't have to, if they're breastfeeding, you shouldn't have to do a lot. If the mother's diet's healthy, then most everything going into the baby as far as digestive, it should be okay. Now, there are cases where the baby doesn't do well in the mother's milk, and it just happens. So might want to keep an eye on that and then keep, you know, of course, working with the pediatrician and see what they say along the way. Another big piece, too, you might want to think about in this are probiotics. Vitamin D is really important for the baby, and also fish oil. Now, a lot of doctors will recommend doing just, you know, several drops along with some of the mother's milk, whether you put it in a little bottle, you pump and put it into a bottle, whatever, and start using that. That can be really helpful, along with the probiotics, too. If there's not good bacterial flora being developed, which is being developed now, the probiotics can help, and so if there's any kind of digestion kind of issue, that can be helpful too. I would look into some of that, do some research on it yourself, and so you feel comfortable with it. Maybe go to some of the health food stores and talk to the folks there, see what they say, from different brands and things they carry. Because they do make just powdered version of it, can mix easily within the milk, and it's important that the mother considers getting on board. Again, right now at this stage, it's important how the mother lives her life and how the food choices that she makes and how they're going to directly affect, you know, her little baby. So just with you guys, I'm sure, being around and kind of, you know, she listens to you and you have a chance to be kind of the coach in the process, I would, without being too overbearing, I would kind of mention those things in a very loving way, and I think it could be a big help for. All right, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give me a call right now or go online, getwellradio.com. Now, pineapple is going to be our food for the day, and I love picking different foods and talking about them, talking about the health benefits. Vitally important. And with pineapple, it's got strong anti-inflammatory properties and great digestive benefits. Bromelain, which is a complex mixture of substances that can be extracted from the stem or core fruit of the pineapple among dozens of components known to exist in the crude extract, is best studied as a group of protein digesting enzymes called the cysteine proteinases or proteases. Now, originally, researchers believed that these enzymes provided the key health benefits found in bromelain, which is a popular dietary supplement containing the pineapple extracts. In addition, the researchers actually believe that the popular supplement in these pineapple extracts help people break down excess proteins, and they do, by the way. But they also have found that they can reduce certain tumor growths, and in higher dosages can make a big difference in that reduction. That's interesting. That's got strong antioxidant protection. For the immune support, of course, vitamin C is the primary water-soluble antioxidant found in pineapple. It defends all aqueous areas of the body against free radicals that attack and damage normal cells. Free radicals have been shown to promote arterial plaque buildup like atherosclerosis and diabetes-related heart disease and cause the airway spasm that leads to asthma attacks, damaged cells, and so on. So vitamin C is known to be helpful with that, shown to be useful in preventing, reducing the severity of all these conditions. And vitamin C is vital for proper function of the immune system. We've known that for years. Linus Pauling did a great study and great research. Got a Nobel Prize for it as well. The protection of macular degeneration, I mean, that's a big issue for the eyes. So your mother may have told you that carrots would keep your eyes bright as a child, but as an adult, it looks like fruit is even more important for keeping your eyesight. Data reported in a study published in the Archives of Ophthalmology indicates eating three or more servings of fruit per day may lower your risk of age-related macular degeneration as a primary cause of vision loss in older adults by 36%. Hey, that's a big deal. So, think about the fresh berries, fruits, pineapple, of course, apples, oranges. They all can be extremely beneficial. So add that to the diet. Watch what can happen to your vision. So pineapple's got great benefits, all the way from the immune system to vision, antioxidant protection, and believe it or not, it helps your skin from aging. Powerful. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, John Garrison, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
The content heard on this show is of a general nature and provided for informational purposes only. This information is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.